Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning so we can begin our days together just studying and reading, being blessed by God's Word. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31. Today's reading is in the form of a hymn celebrating God as creator of the whole world and to whom nothing can be compared. And again, God's saving word for us as we finish this week out is encouragement. So let's begin reading at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 18. To whom can God be compared? How can you describe what he is like? He is not like an idol that workers make, that metal workers cover with gold and set on a base of silver. Anyone who cannot afford silver or gold chooses wood that will not rot. He finds a skillful worker to make an image that won't fall down. Do you know? Were you not told long ago? Have you not heard how the world began? It was made by the one who sits on his throne, above the earth and beyond the sky. The people below look as tiny as ants. He stretched out the sky like a curtain, like a tent in which to live. He brings down powerful rulers and reduces them to nothing. They are like young plants, just set out and barely rooted. When the Lord sends a wind, they dry up and blow away like straw. To whom can the holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars you see? The ones who lead them out like an army. He knows how many there are and calls each one by name. His power is so great, not one of them is ever missing. Israel, why then do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles or care if you suffer injustice? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted, but those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. Amen. And today's key verse is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Where Isaiah writes, those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. You know, beloved, it's interesting that when we watch the television, read the newspaper, whatever, that, you know, people are going anywhere and everywhere for help. Do you need help as a family or as an individual? Well, there's some government agency that may be able to help you. Do you lead a country and that country has fallen onto difficult times? That's okay. Come to the United States. We'll give you lots of money. You know, everybody is looking for another man to help them out, when in reality, all men, as the writer says, are like ants in the eyes of God. When will we ever learn that our help comes from the Lord? Let's pray. Lord God, you are the everlasting God, and your power is great. You never grow tired or weary, and whenever I am weak or tired, I can turn to you for help, trusting that you will renew my strength. I thank and praise you for your everlasting care. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, where God promises to rescue the people of Israel. Until we meet again tomorrow morning, God willing, May God richly bless you, is my prayer.